Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, in seeking to serve the Lord, we should be making friends and making disciples. In the Gospel, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, the Lord gives to us this great truth that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. He did not say that you could not at all have two different masters, but you can't serve two masters at the same time. Now, there are some who will seek to say, well, I'm going to serve this master today. I'll serve this master to serve my purpose, and then when I've gotten things the way I want them, then I'll come over and serve the Lord. Now, do you think that people who have that kind of attitude will ever give themselves fully over to the Lord? When they reject the Lord, when they reject His goodness, His grace, His love, His mercy, the fact that He has shed His blood, and say, well, when I get things like I want to, then I'll serve the Lord. You're treading on dangerous ground when you live like that and when you have that kind of idea, as though you have some kind of inside track on how long you're going to live. I thought of this the other day, that if we were all given an hourglass, you know, as the sand flows through, and each person's hourglass had a certain amount of sand in it, and all you could see is the sand that is passing through the hourglass. You could not see how much had gone through, nor how much was left. And you see the sand flowing through, and you figure, well, the sand is flowing, so I've got plenty of time. You don't know how much sand is left in the hourglass. And so you delay in getting busy for the Lord, whereas we ought to be busy in serving the Lord because we see that there is sand flowing through the hourglass. And we figure that, well, I've gotten this hourglass at this point, and so there's the certain amount of sand, but you don't know how much time you have left on your hourglass. You know not how late it is into the hour. And so the time is now. Don't seek to spend part of the time serving mammon and then say, I'll spend the other time serving the Lord. you see people who say that they're going to lay up much treasure in this life, and what can you do with it? How do you know that it's going to be with your, be yours? The Lord tells us to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, not here on the earth. And he then tells us that it is you cannot have two masters. In Luke 16:9, he tells us that we are to use this mammon, use this money, but not that it should become our master. Money is to be used as a servant. It is not to be served or the getting thereof. A second thing that we are to do as we seek first the kingdom of the Lord is to be making disciples. In the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Notice the focus that he has, the focus he had after the resurrection. Notice the focus he had before the cross. It was people. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And what should be our focus? Sinners who need to be brought, who need to be reconciled unto God, need to be brought to the Lord. We are but channels through which the Lord can work to minister unto the lost. We are like we're luminaries, as the moon is to the sun. The moon reflects the light from the sun, and so we reflect the light from the Son of the living God. And people look to us, and they know which way they are to walk. They know how they are to live, because we reflect the light of the Son, S-O-N. Now, we give out a light. And sometimes there is so much in the life that is contrary to the life of the Lord that people are confused. They would say, now, this one says that he's a Christian, but those things that they're doing are exactly what I do, and I don't profess to be a Christian. And so what does it do? Cause much confusion. You can't make disciples by confusing people. We have to send out that very certain sound, give out the clear message of the gospel with our lives and with our lips, declaring Christ Jesus the Lord by the way we walk, that they may know that we have this personal relationship with the Lord. And we teach them the Word of God. If we are to teach, then we ourselves must study. We must know what God's Word says if we are to make disciples of those who are once in bondage to sin. We must be diligent about this matter. There is no alternative. The Lord would have us to be diligent now, not tomorrow. We know not how much sand is left in our hourglass. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.